94. Yes, you agree? Let me check a little bit of topicality here. And I don't want to open this whole can of worms, so let me just give it to you. And let you know what in the blue blazes is going on with the latest developments. A federal appeals court has reaffirmed increased sentences for the two Los Angeles policemen convicted of civil rights violations in the Rodney King beating. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals refused today to reconsider an earlier ruling in which it said a federal judge's sentences for Sergeant Stacy Kuhn and Officer Lars Powell were too lenient. The only remaining appeal they got left is the Supreme Court. When asked for comments, both officers replied. Let me go to the blower. Hi, what's up?
Not much, man. I'm a first-time caller.
Great. Welcome aboard. What's up?
I was thinking about taking my funny little honey for, vacation.
Yeah?
Said she wanted to go out west, right?
Yeah.
And I started to think. I said, wait a minute. The Grease man's out west. You know, we should take her on the good ship Grease.
Well, let me get some information. I mean, y'all want to come riding on the good ship Grease?
Oh, yeah.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 19.
How old's your girlfriend?
She's 17.
When are you coming out?
If it's possible, Grease.
Do you have the money for a plane ticket?
I could probably come up with it.
Where are you going to stay when you're out here?
On the good ship Grease.
Well, I don't know about that now. I tell you what we'll do is, why don't we get a ticket for your girlfriend, and we'll get her out here, make sure she can feather the nest for you. Because, the good ship Grease is not really a liveaboard. What we need to do is get her out a week or two before you come, and then make sure she's got everything you like, all the food you like and everything, and then we'll send for you.
Well, I'll see what'll happen. She'll, go out there, and the Grease will get to meet her.
Well, no, I'm just saying that I want her out here first to make sure that everything is to your liking. She knows what you like. How long have you been going out with her?
About a year.
Been intimate?
Oh, yeah.
So why don't we get her out here, and then she'll get the boat all nicely appointed for you, and we'll get you out after that.
All right, sounds good.
Sound like fun?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, let me get her address and name, and then we'll line up a ticket, and before too long, you guys will be out here. I think it might be nice to have a young couple on board the good ship, you 19, she 17. And I think it's better, since you're traveling on a limited budget, I'd say if you had big bucks, just go ahead and check into the Beverly Hills Hotel or whatever, and then give me a call when you're here, we'll go for a spin. But since, your finances are limited, maybe you could indeed stay on the good ship Grease. And, you ever been to California before?
No, I haven't.
So you're pretty excited about it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What's your first name?
Charles.
Joe?
Charles.
Charles.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Charles. Love to have you on board the boat.
Oh, yeah.
You and little miss, huh?
Oh, yeah. So, would you teach anything about boating?
Sure, but you come out here, buddy, we'll go boating. As a matter of fact, I'll give Angela the whole tour up and down the coast, so when you're going along, I can concentrate on driving, and she can say, oh, look, there's Malibu, and there's Paradise Cove. We anchored there for a couple of hours the other day. And there's Redondo. That's where we tied up for the day, and Grease took us out to whatever the hell that restaurant was, frankly. Can't remember. I was too busy looking at him and he, me. But I think I got a matchbook. Yeah. Now, we'll have fun, I think.
All right.
I'm very excited.
Cool.
Yeah, just see us all. Yeah. I'll be driving. Angela on my lap. Listen to the sound of them diesels saying, blah, blah, blah. Oh, man. I can just see you coming out of the marina, huh? Be the thrill of your life. Angela be scared. What's the story on Angela? Is she a big girl, little girl? What's the deal on that?
She's a small girl.
Small girl, just a little. How small? 5'1"?
About 5'7".
5'7"? That ain't too small.
Nice body, though.
What are we talking poundage-wise?
Poundage?
Yeah.
About 110.
All right, hit the gas, Daddy. Yeah. what? You've heard me talk about the boat. I can just imagine how you're going to look when I take you below decks. You see Viceroy there on the piano. And Mrs. Busby makes some great Swedish meatballs. I tell you what, she knows. Catering affair. And even though you and Angela are under 21, what the hell, I'm in charge of the boat. I'll be the responsible adult. I'll give you a little glass of champagne. Now, when you're at the cocktail party, you'll be so busy looking at all the gauges and the dials at the lower helm station. Suddenly, you'll notice that Grease and Angela have disappeared, and you'll be, like, wandering around various parts of the boat. And, Angela? Charles? Angela, is that you giggling? Angela, I can't get in there. The stateroom door's locked. What's going on in there? Hey, let me say it. Hey, Charles! Give us a minute, would you, buddy? Kind of showing Angela a little seamanship here. You know what I'm saying? Seamanship? What the hell are you talking about? Oh, that's it. Come on back on it now. Get on back on it. Yeah, seamanship, Charles! Angela had some questions. She was a little embarrassed to ask out there in front of all the people. You know, she just didn't know about port and starboard. She's afraid to ask, so I got her in here privately, like, to teach her how to plot a course. Even like Grease, can I talk to Angela for a second? Well, you can't right now. She's got a lot to chew on. She needs to kind of finesse her concentration a little bit, Angela. This is what we call the star.
Anything about tying knots.
I taught her how to polish the brass.